Houston, station on two.
We're with you on two.
Hey, good morning, Ron. Just wanted to let you know that I'm going to be stepping into Dragon Cargo Ops, and looks like we're about to lose KU, but whenever you get it back, you're more than welcome to come on board with the Node 2 cameras as well for some FA on where I'm at, and I'll probably plan on trying to hop on the virtual ATU if I'm going to be in Dragon for a bit.
All right, copy. We'll come on board Node 2, and virtual ATU is all set up, and we're listening for you there as well.
Fantastic. Sounds great. Houston, station on 2 for stir track 139.07, or 08, sorry.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, this 2.05011 which has an LTA in it and four EMU legs and a couple torque wrenches. It's pretty full. Step 139.08 says to put an empty 1.0 in it as filler. I don't think it needs it, and I don't know if it will take it. Just wanted to ask whether it's necessary.
Okay, Chris, if it seems pretty full to you, we can take your word for it. We'll take the smush test as verification that it is full enough.
Yeah, for sure. I'll definitely take a second opinion. I've got it held up here in front of one of the Node 2 cams. Yeah, I think the challenge is, like, the especially big, bulky things like the LTAs, they don't pack super well, and they end up kind of lumpy and bulky, but yeah, I think it's pretty full.
Okay, Chris, copy. Yeah, we're good with it, and the smush test looks good to us. Copy, thumbs up.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for a voice check.
Station is with you on 2. Copy loud and clear, homie.
Hey, Chris, good to be talking to you. We hear you loud and clear as well. Just to let you know, this is the first we've actually heard on Space to Ground all day today, so if you don't mind, would you help me get a check on Space to Grounds 3 and 4 as well?
Absolutely. Happy to do that. Stand by one. Houston, station on 2 for stow track 143.01. Just wanted to double check. I'm 90% sure I'm supposed to tack that empty third gen into that 0.5, but I just wanted to be extra sure.
Yep, Chris, you got it. It's going to be bagception.
Copy that.
Munich station on station ground 24, PK4.
Munich is with you on 2.
Good morning. The USB drives are connected to pigtails, and the LED are on.
Copy. That is all we needed. Thank you for your support.
Houston, station on 2, stroke track 4.02 in the Crew 12 prep.
We're with you on 2.
Hey, I just deployed a food bob for Sophie. The barcode of that bob is Foxtrot 74 Charlie Sierra 036 Juliet. And I think the food bob should have been one that contained a utensil kit, but it does not appear to. The inventory listed on it doesn't say utensil kit, and I have not been able to find one.
Okay, Chris, we copy that there's no utensil kit. It's one we thought would be contained with the utensil kit. We'll take a look.
Appreciate it. Thanks. Good copy.
Station Houston on 2 for utensils.
And on 2.
All right, Chris, so we think we have an idea of where they may be, but it's going to take a fork and knife to get them. So what I think may be best is I give you the location, and with your PMM cleanup activity happening this afternoon, that may be a point of opportunity to just try and target that area. Okay. We'll be looking for a 2.0 CTB, serial number 5012, with location PMM1 Deck 3.
2.05012, PMM1 Deck 3.
And in that CTB, you'll be looking for a food bob Sierra 034.
Copy that, Sierra 034. Yeah, I will take a look for that at some point later today, and if that's got the utensils, just cut it open, steal the utensils, and tape it back up. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yep, that sounds good to us, and if you can't find them, just let us know, and we'll reach back to the food lab and see if there's some other place we should be looking.
Okay, and I mean, it's not a, I mean, we have a couple, like, spare forks and spoons and stuff floating around, so I don't think it's worth going with efforts to find it. If we find it, great. If we don't, we'll get it when we get it.
Understand. Thanks.
very fortunate to have your guys help on all this.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure to help.
Station on 2 for timeline.
Station 2.
I was just I just finished up with my my blocks for the Crew 12 prep, but I was noticing there's still a fair bit of work that needs to be done to get stuff sort of outsorted and deployed for them. I'm gonna go head into my exercise blocks, but I was just trying to look ahead, and I wasn't sure if I have any more time blocked out in the next, you know, before Crew 12 gets here for their stuff. I was wondering if you guys could check on that, and if not, I mean, I know this afternoon I'm supposed to be spending some time doing PMM clean out, and that definitely needs to get done, but that's probably less time sensitive than getting Crew 12 prep. So I just wanted to get your guys' take on that for the afternoon. No rush on getting back to me on that.
Yeah, Chris, that's a great point. We'll definitely make sure the folks in the morning start thinking about it, and whether we pick you up on using some of the PMM cleanup time to do that today or fit it in before Crew 12 launches. I'm sure we have the time to do it somewhere that's not on the timeline yet, but we'll let the increment team kind of prioritize that once they get in.
Yep, absolutely. I figured that would make sense to do. Just figured I'd give you a heads up that was on my mind. Thank you.
It's a great note. That's much appreciated.
Huntsville, this is station on 2 for ZBot.
With you on 2 for ZBot, good afternoon. You are go in step 1.
You read my mind. Thank you very much. I'm going to get started on step 2. Let me know if you're okay with the view.
And yes, Chris, that view looks good.
Huntsville, station on 2. I'm all complete in my ZBot activity. Would you like me to leave the camera view up there or to return it to its nominal position?
You can move that back to its nominal position. Thanks for your work. The word the PD used was flawless.
Excellent. Excellent. I'm really glad. Awesome. I'll bring the camera back. Thank you very much. Houston, station on 2.
Go ahead, Chris, with you on 2.
Yes, I'm stepping into the PMM cleanup, and I've got the Node 3 camera turned on. You guys are welcome to come on board.
Okay, we'll put it in work. Thanks.
And Houston, so just for everyone's SA, for the PMM cleanup, I managed to get kind of Bay 2 starboard organized last time. I'm going to try to start on the deck and ports of Bay 2, just so you have some SA of what I'm up to.
Okay, we copy. We'll follow along.
Houston, before I lose you, I have a random small piece of foam. It's about maybe 18 inches by 18 inches by 4 inches. It's labeled Foxtrot Juliet underscore 1704 underscore 1, one of three pieces of Zotac. Maybe on the other side of the LOS, if you guys could give me an idea of where that should go, I'd appreciate it.
Will do. Copied all with the small foam and the numbers.
Awesome. Thank you. And Houston, station on 2 for the HRF resupply.
Chris, Huntsville's with you on 2 for the HRF resupply.
Ah, Huntsville. Sorry. My bad. Whenever we have KU back, I've got the Columbus camcorder set up, hopefully with a good view, but let me know if it works and if I need adjustments.
Will do. We'll see you on the other side of this 4-minute KU LOS, and a heads up, we're about 20 seconds out from a 4.5-minute S-band LOS also.
On the other side, thank you.
And to be clear, you are good to press through this LOS.
Huntsville, station on 2 for the HRF resupply.
Huntsville's with you on 2.
Hey, I just finished up the resupply and trashing of the various items, or I'm about to go up in the hardware trash, but before I left Columbus, just wanted to check in and see if you guys needed anything else on that, or if I should shut off the camcorder. And the photos are SSC-25.
Copy's photos are on SSC-25, and nothing else from us. Great job from the HRF team, and thank you for your help.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Huntsville, station on 2 for SIR.
Huntsville's with you on 2 for SIR. You have goes in step 1.2 and 1.3's check BOICs.
Copy all. I got the lab cam 2 set up. Let me know if you like that view. I've got a little bit of photo equipment stow to do, so I'm going to do that right now, and thanks for the go.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2, and Chris, no response required, but your field of view is good. Give it a thumbs up.
Huntsville Station on 2, just to double check, in step 2.1, the EPCU power switch was already in the OFF off position. Just wanted to make sure that was expected.
That's a firm, Chris. That was expected. The rack power switch may be in the off position as well.
Yep, it is. Awesome. Just wanted to double check. Thank you. So, station on 2 for TSH cable location.
Huntsville's with you on 2 for the cable location.
The stone out says to put it into SpaceX 33R060, which is the half CTV 5170. I just packed that into SpaceX 33 earlier today. Should I, so I think I remember where it is, but should I go put it into the bag in SpaceX?
We're checking on that, Chris. Look at you.
And so I think I have the location in middle forward 1-3 of the Dragon, but wanted to double check.
Chris, we would like it in that bag if that's something you can access easily. If you think that's going to be a problem, let us know.
Sounds good. Let me pop in there and take a look, and I'll let you know. Huntsville Station on 2. It was not a problem to get that cable into that bag, so it is stowed in SpaceX R060 in Dragon.